I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. Life of Pi is a movie I'd been looking forward to for a very long time. I had read the book years ago, and the visuals that author Yann Martell vividly describes always struck me as perfect for the big screen. When master director Ang Lee was pegged to helm the film adaptation, it was a match made in heaven. Lee's Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is still one of the most visually stunning films ever made. Lee doesn't disappoint. Life of Pi is full of breathtaking visuals that bring the written word to life. The film and book follow a young boy named Pi from the zoo his family owns in India, where he makes a soulful connection with a tiger named Richard Parker and also finds that he believes in just about all the major religions. When his father sells the zoo and takes his family and some of the animals to Canada by sea, their boat crashes, and Pi finds himself on a lifeboat with the tiger Richard Parker, a zebra, a hyena, and an orangutan. It's only a matter of time before Pi is coming to grips with not only the animals, but with his God as well. Director Ang Lee masterfully navigates the inner struggle of a survivor at sea and the delicate relationship that is struck between the boy and his tiger. Will the harrowing struggle to stay alive shake Pi's faith? This question is the crux of the film. But as Martell did in the book, director Ang Lee is never heavy-handed in the telling of this story, and Pi's journey, as well as the major reveal at the end, leave you understanding your own faith and its role in your life. I highly recommend this holiday film-going season you see Life of Pi. Tune in tonight on Channel 5 for 24 Frames. On this edition, we rope around with entertainer Bryce Chapman, and we also hear from lead man of local band Ivory and Ash, Race Henry, in our South Plains session. That's tonight at 7:30 p.m., only on Channel 5.